The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And riding shotgun is my guy that's... He lost his way. He went to go to a restaurant and found himself in Indiana from Florida.
I'm here for another week.
Another week.
Yeah.
And you're taking care of your dad passed away, and you're taking care of stuff for mom?
I am. Yeah, I'm getting some stuff done around here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's nice to be home. Nice to be home.
Well, number seven on the list. Social Security. Most people refer to it as Social Security. These numbers are issued by the United Nations through the IMF. The application for the SSN is the SS5 form. The Department of Treasury, that being the IMF, issues that SS5, not the Social Security Administration. The new SS5 forms do not state who publishes them, while the old form states they are the Department of Treasury. Source on that, 20 CFR, Chapter 111, Subpart B, 422-103B. Go look it up. There are no judicial courts in America. There's not been any in America since 1789. Judges do not enforce statute and codes. Executive administrators enforce statute and codes. Thus, the Uniform Commercial Code, as I've told people, is the supreme law of the courts, not of the U.S. Constitution. Keller vs. Potomac Electric Company, 261 U.S. 428. Go look it up. There have not been any judges, by the way, in America since 1789. There have only been executive administrators. Now you know why judges will hold you in contempt if you cite the U.S. Constitution in their presence. It's like garlic to a vampire. According to GATT provisions, you must have a Social Security number. That's House Report 103-826. Everybody's got to have their number. New York City is defined in the federal regulations as the United Nations. Oh, Rudy Giuliani stated on C-SPAN that New York City is the capital of the world. For once, he told the truth. Source on that, 20 CFR, Chapter 111, Subpart B, 422.103B. Go look it up. Oh, and your Social Security is not insurance, nor is it a binding contract, nor is there any trust fund. Well, we knew that. Your Social Security checks come directly from the IMF, which is a for-profit corporate agency of the United Nations. Examine one of these Social Security checks. Top left should be written, United States Treasury. And number 14, you actually own no property. Slaves can't own property. Read carefully the deed to the property you think is yours. You're listed as a tenant. Right. Oftentimes, the mortgage holder or the state is listed as seized in demesne or as a fee. Source, Senate Document 43, 73rd Congress, First Session. Now, what is seized in demesne as a fee, and what does this Latin legal term mean? This is the strict technical legal expression used to describe the ownership in an estate in fee simple, in possession, in a corporal hereditament. Wow. The word seized is used to express the season or owner's possession of a freehold property. The phrase in demens or in the dementi signifies that he's seized as owner of the land itself and not merely as the signatory services. And the concluding words, as of fee import that he is seized of an estate of an inheritance, is fee simple. Where the subject is incorporeal, or estate expectant or precedent freehold. The words in his dements are omitted. Source on that, Black's Law Dictionary. Go look it up. The most powerful court in America is not the United States Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. Source 42, PACSA 502. Go look it up. The King of England financially backed both sides of the Revolutionary War. Source on that, Treaty of Versailles, signed July 16, 1782. Treaty of Peace, 8 Statute 80. Oh, and speaking of the court, Steve, number 17, you cannot use the U.S. Constitution to defend yourself because you are not a party to it. Source, Paddleford, Fay and Company versus the Mayor and Alderman of the City of Savannah, 14 Georgia, 438-520. Number 18, America is a British colony. The United States is a corporation, not a landmass, and it existed before the Revolutionary War, and the occupying British troops did not leave until 1796. Britain is owned by the Vatican. Source, Treaty of 1213. Wow. Number 20, the Pope can therefore abolish any law in the United States. Source, The Elements of Ecclesiastic Law, Volume 1, page 53 and 54. A 1040 form is for tribute paid to Britain. Source, IRS Publication 6209. 22. The Pope claims to own the entire world through the laws of conquest and discovery. Ever wonder why an attorney who is often an unwitting agent of the Pope through an international bar association wants to do discovery with you? Source, The Papal Bulls of 1495 and 1493. Number 25. I'm going to skip a couple here to move this thing along. We are slaves and own absolutely nothing, not even what we think are our children. Source, Tillman versus Roberts, 108. S.O. 62. Van Cotten versus Van Cotten, 154. N.E. 146. Senate Document 43, 73rd Congress First Session. And Weinhammer versus People, 13 New York, Rep. 378, 481. Military Dictator. We the People does not include the general populace or what you think is we the people. 28. It's not the duty of police to protect you. Their job is simply to protect the state or local corporation and arrest what? The code breakers. Sources on that, Sapp versus Tallahassee, 348 SO 2nd, 363 rather. Reef versus the City of Philadelphia, 477 F SUPP 1262. Lynch versus North Carolina Department of Justice. Everything in the United States is up for sale. Bridges, roads, water, schools, hospitals, prisons, airports, federal lands, state estates, lands, etc. Anybody take time to check who recently bought Klamath Lake in the Arizona State Capitol? Source on this, Executive Order 12803. And we the people are human capital, also known as goyim to the rulers of the world. Source on that one, Executive Order 13037. And finishing this up, the UN has financed the operations of the United States government for over 50 years and now owns every man and woman and child in America. The UN also holds all the land of America in fee simple. So why is the above so difficult for most people to understand? Simple, words like person, citizen, people, or nation, is, fact, authority, truth, nation, crime, fraud, change, all this stuff. And hundreds of other words do not mean what you think they mean. And you were never taught the legal definition, so you would understand that you don't understand. Now, don't let all this information alarm you, because without it, you cannot ever hope to be free. You have to understand that all the slavery and freedom originates in the human mind. It's all a construct, folks.
You know, John, citing the Constitution gets you in trouble, but also citing natural law also gets you in trouble, the judge here.
Well, anything to do with natural anything. Try telling these lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual wing nuts that, wait a minute, us human beings were equipped one way, an innie or an outie, and that's it. What they try to bring in is their own interpretations and their own construct into their warped little world. You see, this is why they have to hold classes to push back against the people that find out about this thing and get really, really pissed, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad I don't have kids in school right now. I would be. You'd see me on the national news. I would be on the national news. I'm serious. Wouldn't take this easy.
You know, a lot of states are doing away with red light cameras. Down here in Texas, they pulled them all. I hear tell there's still a few in Houston. But this guy out in Oregon, he got a $500 fine for criticizing red light cameras.
Wow.
Running red lights can get you a ticket, but in Oregon, you can be fined just for talking about it. Matt Jarlstrom learned it firsthand last year when the state of Oregon fined him $500 for publicly suggesting that yellow lights should last for slightly longer to accommodate cars making right turns. Now, Matt's is a tinkerer in the great tradition of American inventors and scientists who got their start working in their garage or basement. Matt saw a problem and set out to fix it. That is, until the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying brought everything to a screeching halt. Do we have time? Yes, we do. Listen to this. A little bit of your jazz there, Steve.
Not bad.
This guy was a technician in the Swedish Air Force.
I got really interested in this because my wife got a red light ticket.
He studied how the yellow lights are timed. Formula is used for traffic lights from the 1950s.
The original formula is limited to only straight through lanes. However, today it's misapplied to turning lanes where we need to slow down to maneuver safely. So we need to add an extra function, so to say, to enable those vehicles. So a little extra time for the yellow.
He made the local news, by the way. Mm-hmm. And got a $500 fine. He was invited to share his stuff on the Institutes of Engineering. Traffic control. They got him. They fined him for illegal traffic engineering.
That I received to stop me from talking about traffic signals, and where they fined me $500.
So what did he do?
Orange
he went on, got an attorney.
Told Matz it was illegal for him to critique traffic lights without a state-issued license. But under the First Amendment, every American has the right to critique the government, whether it's about traffic lights or anything else.
I had stated that I was a Swedish electronics engineer, but I based all the things from freedom of speech. I was just talking. That's literally what I did.
People like Matz aren't designing bridges. They're talking. And the state is punishing them for that. And it's not just Matz. Oregon's engineering board fined an activist for publicly criticizing a power plant. It fined a retired guy who wrote to complain about home water damage. It's even launched an investigation based on a political ad. This is a major First Amendment problem.
Anyone should be able to talk about the traffic signals, if they're too long or too short or anything, without being penalized.
You would think so. But folks, just look at it this way. Steve, it's just a corporation reaching out to protect itself.
That's exactly it. You're right.
We're from the government, and we're here to help or harm, depending on what your egregious act was against the corporation.
And collect fines.
Well, of course. Got to have punishment. I mean, why have laws if you don't have penalties?
Oh, yeah. Your budgets are actually based on that a lot of times. Making sure you have that budget money by fines.
You know, there's anymore. When I see the red and blue light boys, I just laugh because they're nothing but revenuers. And the better way to look at them, folks, is they're treasure hunters. Because you see, with any car they pull over, there could be a treasure trove of reasons why they can rip you out of that car, throw the cuffs on you, throw in the back of their little red and blue light service wagon, we call them cop cars, and then haul you off to the Hooskow for what? Oh, that's right, for a civil infraction. Nobody was hurt. Common law dictates nobody's hurt, nobody's got a claim. But the state is claiming that because you abrogated your responsibility to follow that law, even though you didn't injure somebody, statutory and code and you're guilty. Damn it, don't argue. But see, they never tell you from whence they're ruling. Where is this stuff coming from? Some judges, some of them think it's kind of fun to laugh a little bit and poke fun at you and threaten to throw you in jail for contempt of court, and what you're showing is contempt of the system that they have set up under the guise of licensing and enforcement and all that other stuff. Folks, you're registered with the UN. Your birth certificate is on Wall Street. If you think you even own yourself, you are absolutely wrong. You're nothing more than a negotiable instrument, and they make the rules and you comply. Otherwise, Steve, what happens to you? You get fined. It's a treasure trove.
You're just kind of an entity for taxation. That's how they look at you. You're just something to tax. And when you're no longer able to be taxed, well, then you're expendable. We got to find a way to get rid of you.
So when next time you see the red and blue light boys out there, folks, start reversing the double think. Just look at them as treasure hunters. And when he gets out of the car, he doesn't have a police uniform on. He's got a pirate's uniform on, complete with a sash and, you know, an eye patch.
Yep.
It kind of, when you look at it in that light, it kind of takes the sting out of it. Kind of makes you chuckle.
You know, you were reading my mind on that one. I was thinking the pirate.
Were you?
I really was. I was going to make the comment, and I thought, nah, I've already made some comments today, and you probably didn't like him anyway, so.
They're treasure hunters, and they're pirates.
I said the P word, I said the B word. Better just shut up.
The B word versus the, okay, I'm lost now.
I said, bastard. I got mad. Got mad at those the PTA people on the board. Allowing this, my children, to be corrupted. I don't like it. Makes me very angry.
Well, parents across America, if they're not totally brain dead, or they really haven't made the connection, it's not the state that's responsible for raising the children. And unfortunately, Steve, a lot of parents, without actually admitting it to themselves, they're letting the state do exactly that. Now, they're taking liberty after liberty on your children, and you're not smart enough to stand up and say, you know what? Get your hands off my kids. Get your hands off my children.
Well, you know, if the camel keeps moving, just throw something more on its back. I mean, we've got down to now. I mean, yes, they do believe they own our children. We even heard Mayor de Blasio saying, we own your children. We own your bodies. We can put whatever we want in your bodies.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious stuff.
Well, and
somebody would say that.
And where do you think this guy is getting the thoughts to speak in that manner? What we just covered, ladies and gentlemen, you think you're a free individual? No. You're not. De Blasio said exactly what every other politician, mayor, congress critter, senator, I don't care. They all know it. The courts know it. The prosecutors, the defense attorney knows it. Everybody knows it except who? Who it affects the most? The American public. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Did we strike a nerve yet? Are you people getting a little angry yet?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark.
Steve, did you see that story? 1,700 people indicted, arrested in massive nationwide human trafficking sweep.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
that's another story that you didn't hear on mainstream media, even Fox. How is that so? The U.S. Department of Justice is cracking down on the multi-billion-dollar business of human trafficking in the U.S. On June 1st, 700 people were arrested nationwide for allegedly committing child sex and exploitation crimes as part of a nationwide DOJ initiative called Operation Broken Heart. As the perception of sexual exploitation of children continues to move from windowless vans in back alleys to dark websites on the internet, the investigation and prosecution of these vile crimes must continue to evolve. That's Bobby L. Christine, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia. We are determined, he says, with our law enforcement partners to find these criminals wherever they try to hide and protect the innocent from victimization. The operation, conducted during April and May by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, resulted in the arrest of nearly 1,700 suspected online child sex offenders. The task force identified 308 defenders with 357 child victims. The task force investigated more than 18,500 complaints of technology-facilitated crimes, targeted children, and delivered more than 2,150 presentations on Internet safety to over 201,000 youth and adults nationwide. Human trafficking crimes defined in Title 18, Chapter 77 of the federal law involve the act of compelling or coercing a person's labor, service, or commercial sex acts, according to the DOJ's website. See, it's all business. Commercial sex acts. That sounds innocuous. The coercion can be subtle or overt, physical or psychological, but it must be used to coerce the victim into performing labor, services, or commercial sex acts. Prior to Operation Broken Heart, the DOJ's Human Trafficking Enforcement website reads like a rap sheet of criminals arrested nationwide. In June, a Tampa man was arrested and charged with trafficking two teen girls. A Houston man was convicted of sex trafficking adult women by force. And a federal judge sentenced a man to life in prison for forcing women and children to engage in commercial sex acts in Chicago and the suburbs. In May, a federal jury convicted 27-year-old Houston resident and member of the Sauce Factory for conspiracy and sex trafficking. Yeah, there's not that much money, I guess, in sauces anymore. Got to get that other stuff. In March, a former Stockton, California couple was convicted of human trafficking charges related to forced labor of foreign nationals. In New York, the founder of NXIVM, a purported self-help organization based in Albany, was arrested for sex trafficking and forced labor conspiracy. His secret society allegedly branded women with his initials, and women served as his slaves whom he coerced into performing sex acts. Between January and March of this year, 9 defendants were sentenced to a significant prison term for sex trafficking and related offense in Des Moines, Iowa, of all places. In February, 2 Delaware men pleaded guilty to sex trafficking a 15-year-old girl in Baltimore. In San Diego, the last of 12 members of the Westside Crips criminal street gang pleaded guilty to racketeering conspiracy involving drug trafficking, sex trafficking, and other violent crimes. Now, Stevie, where's the Clinton Foundation?
Where is it now?
I want to know where Epstein's little black book is. I want to know if Mr. Epstein is connected to the Clinton Foundation and how many people they're blackmailing on a massive scale. You said something to me yesterday about an innocuous little building out in California. Would you expound on that for a minute, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there was. I was on Vincent Finelli's show, USA Prepares, on Friday, and we had Kurt Wilson on, who's actually a preparedness kind of guy, survivalist kind of guy. Has his own show. He's come back. He's been on hiatus for about a year. And he talked about trolls, what their job is to come into the chat rooms and to, you know, kind of muck up things a little bit, create controversy, have people fighting among themselves, and basically divide the people. And they're very, very successful at doing this. And so Kurt had the ability to do some kind of tracking. He's kind of a tech guru. So he goes back and he does a little tracking on all these nasty things that are being said on the chat room and all these attacks on him. So he does a little search. He comes back and he finds the actual location. So he goes on satellite map to find the actual location of where these attacks are coming from. It's a very large building in Orange County, California. It is about 24 stories. There are no letters on the building to identify it. And he did a little more search to find out the building is owned by the CIA. So whether these people living and working this job here, they're 9-to-5 people. They're basically CIA provocative agents, provocateurs, and their job is to divide the people and basically shut down people, shut down websites, shut down chat rooms, shut down networks. And so he caught them.
So I guess you're saying is they don't believe in a First Amendment.
No, they don't. Not at all.
And they don't want to publicly debate what they're doing. They just want to make you go away.
Correct.
Boy, who says knowledge isn't dangerous? They knew it. They've known it for a very long time. You think it's the eye candy? You think it's the stacks of cash? No, folks. It's the information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How do you say this guy's name? Pete Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
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 Well, story by Jack Davis. He said mass disenchantment with what South Bend, Indiana police say is a lack of support from the city's mayor, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, has led to a crisis in the department. Now, officers quoted in this say, morale around here has been absolutely terrible. We do nothing, one officer said. We call ourselves firemen. We sit around in a parking lot until we're called, and then we go to the call, because if you say something or do something wrong, then you get hung. Another officer said, morale was at an all-time low. It's been really demoralizing and hard to come to work lately. It's very discouraging that something I've always wanted to do, that God called me to do, and I'm questioning that and wondering, thinking about not being a police officer strictly because of politics and things that are going on that are completely out of my control. Well, welcome to America Today, officer. That's the big discussion, is who's staying and who's going. I think you're going to see a mass exodus. Our administration is a joke. See, they even call it administration. They give you the words, but you go, oh, well, that's nothing. No, it is something, very big something. The catalyst for the crisis was the fatal shooting of a black man, Eric Jack Logan, 54, by Sergeant Ryan O'Neill, who just happened to be white. O'Neill has said he told Logan to drop a knife and fired when his order was not obeyed. O'Neill, who has since resigned, did not have his body camera on at the time of the incident. Now, Buttigieg referred to the shooting during last month's Democratic presidential debate, and this is what he said. My community is in anguish right now, anguish because of an officer-involved shooting, a black man, Eric Logan, killed by a white officer. And I'm not allowed to take sides until the investigation comes back. The officer said he was attacked with a knife, but he didn't have his body camera on. It's a mess, and we're hurting. And I could walk you through all the things that we've done as a community, all the steps that we've took from bias training to de-escalation, but it didn't save the life of Eric Logan. And when I look into his mother's eyes, I have to face the fact that nothing that I say will bring him back. This is an issue that's facing our community, and these cops are listening to this, and they're going, what? Huh? What? So, another mass exodus? I hope they're not coming to Texas. Yeah, I'm gonna publish your address and say you want to move next to Steve Elkins here.
Well, they make this guy sound like a choir boy, you know? I mean, it's strange he didn't have his camera rolling. I always find that kind of odd. They get these cameras, and they go in, and they, for some reason, the batteries don't work or something. There's always a good excuse of that we can't actually go back. But you know, they're trying to make this guy sound like a choir boy. So, but I would like to see the body cam footage. Personally, I would.
Well, you be careful what you ask for. Maybe,
you know, I sat down at a restaurant one time, John, and I was talking to this waitress. Do we call them waitresses anymore? What are they?
No, server. You have to call them servers. That's neutrally server. Gender.
Okay, server. Yeah. She was a very nice server. And she told me police officers never pay for their food at all. They get free stuff. That's why they're always fat. You know, I look at them. No wonder they don't want to run after somebody. They have to shoot them because they're too fat to run after them anyway. So we were on the topic of body cameras, and she told me something that was very interesting, her inside scoop on, that police officers, this is what she claims, carry around a bad set of batteries, and when something goes wrong and it doesn't work out for their best interest, their story, they simply remove the good batteries, put in the bad batteries, and they turn it over, and they says, and it doesn't work, and get away with it. So I don't know where her source was, but that's what she told me. They race it, and then they put batteries in it and said it didn't work. They put the bad batteries in.
And they never plant drugs to get an arrest.
Nope. They'll never do that.
When they do a shooting that's not justified, they never, ever put a knife or a gun in the perp's hands. Now, do they? They never do that.
Never.
They never go into court and lie in court in front of the judge and God and all his people and you, the defendant, right? They never do that.
No, never.
No.
Never. All the guys in blue are honest, and yeah, I trust every one of them.
Yeah. Well, as you should, you damn anarchist.
Hey, I have gone up against police officers before in court. I won my last one. I'm very proud of that one. No, I really was, because I was ready to go, and I wasn't gonna back down. I was right 100%. I made my case, and the judge looked at me and goes, "Dismissed. Go." Guy was trolling. Got the wrong guy. Didn't work.
Moles and trolls. What to do?
Any calls, John?
Murr in Wisconsin. Funny you should ask.
Murr.
Hey. How you doing, fellas?
Uh-oh. Good. Uh-oh, the last woman that said that's no longer calling into the show.
Who's that,
Francis? Hi, guys.
Hello, fellas.
Is that Francis?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss her.
Well, hook up with her because she's no longer around here, so I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, what's on your mind, Murr?
Yeah, it's not just the CIA. Hasbara, you've heard of Hasbara? Look it up. They
Hanna-Barbera? Hanna-Barbera? Did you say Hanna-Barbera?
Look it up. Hasbara, H-A-S-B-A-R-A. These are Jewish organizations, and they even pay their high school students to get on, you know, chitangos and call in. And like the gym in New York, he's Hasbara.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know if he's officially Hasbara, but this is his rhetoric. You listen to him, you'll see. I don't know if you saw on the one I sent you. But there's, like I said, whole rooms being paid. I mean, they're even in uniform, some of them. I can send you some of that information. And some of them are called Zionim, you know, and they don't necessarily consider themselves Zionim, but they are working to keep the name of the Jew as sacrosanct. And I'm sorry, it's just not how it is. You know, they had a Jewish conference in Vienna last October to try to change and put warnings in the Quran and in the Bible, anti-Semitic warnings, and trying to get it taken out of there, like 1 Thessalonians 2:14-15. It says the Jews killed their own prophets and Jesus Christ and are the enemy of all men.
Oh, no, they're the strategically placed partner in the Middle East. You got that all wrong, Mer.
Yeah, just that little land strip,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you kind of know, don't you, John? The international jewelry, Henry Ford, 100 years ago?
I got one of the original four-volume set.
Hey, you know what? He never apologized.
They pressured him, and there
listen. Harry Bennett, his assistant, forged it.
Really?
Yes. I can send you that, too.
Well, you know, just like the secretaries for the president signed the president's name, I guess that's acceptable.
You know, I would nominate Mer for the administration, for Trump's administration. She's a sharp little lady, you know. She's a good ambassador.
No, what I would do is make her ambassador to Israel.
The ambassador that's never allowed to step into
the state of Israel.
John, after the show, give Kelso a call and see if you can put a good word in for Murray here. Hey, Murray, I've got a question for you. You created my chat room, and it got shut down for a little while and went back up. Do you monitor the chat room at all, what's going on in there? Do you monitor it closely and see it through the controls? Do you find trolls?
Most people are become more self-responsible, so it's not such a big problem, you know? And that's what we need to reach towards, is using these... These chat rooms are really highly emotionally charged.
Do you think?
And we can direct that energy to be useful. See, if you start to think with a more pure intent, you can actually kickstart your mental telepathy and your telepathy, where you actually heal people at a distance at the speed of thought. See, this is where we're going to, and that's what's trying to be stopped.
Now you're starting to scare me.
Oh, good.
Mer, I've got to run. I've got other calls, and I got a story I got to do. Anything else, dear?
Well, I was just going to say the chitangos—they seem to go back to an owner somewhere over there in the Middle East when I was tracking it back before. And occasionally, they would have an anonymous sitting in there. And you know, if you don't post, you have to reboot if you're anonymous. But these would be in there for days. And I addressed one at one time. In Clint's, it was just another fellow that did, he had worked for Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and he had also been a roadie for all these different, you know, rock and roll acts. And anyway, so we were discussing, Susan Humphrey had been on there, and she did a little cognitive dissonance where she said vaccines weren't good, and then she suddenly flipped and said, oh, well, but they had saved some lives. And Clint was just like, huh? So anyway, we were talking afterward, and here's this long-term Anon in there. So I addressed them, you know, put a post in there towards this Anon's number, and they answered me. It was so spooky. So they were monitoring the chat from somewhere. Well, probably Hasbara.
Bless their little teddy holes, as my mama used to say. She never explained to me what a teddy hole was. Thank you, Mer. Appreciate your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let me do this before I get into Lark from Texas, because this guy has words. Many words. So let me do this first, and Lark, hang on 1 second. I'll get to you. Well, of course, Steve, I don't know where all this dissenting talk about these people coming over, these poor people coming over the borders. We just want to love them and accept them and give them tax money and government grants and give them licenses and all that stuff. Marvin Oswaldo Escobar Orlania. Wow. A 31-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala has been arrested and charged with 3 counts of murder for the deaths of a mother and her 2 young children. Oh, just another one you're thinking. Well, Escobar Olania was previously deported twice, but with the Democrats' open border policy, there's no hindrance to any illegal alien bent on murder. He lived in the same building with Rosabeth Flores Rodriguez, as well as her 11-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son, but police say there was no personal relationship between the two. Every year, illegal aliens kill over 4,000 Americans. Well, that I did not know. I knew there were a lot, but 4,000. It continues to happen because our dear Democrats, bless their little teddy holes, have decided that their priority is illegal aliens and not for Americans. From Breitbart, a twice-deported illegal alien has been charged with first-degree murder after shooting and killing an Iowa mother and her 2 children. Now, this goes into reports from other news agencies saying the same thing, but Steve, this Marvin Oswaldo Escobar Olania. Say that 3 times fast. I know what the problem here is. There's just not enough love. You know, he's come into the country 3 times, he's been thrown out twice, and just to show his discontent, he just murders a few people, that's all. He's just showing his displeasure with being bandied about like an illegal alien.
Well, I'll tell you what I see a return of is the vigilante. I kid you not. People are getting tired of law enforcement not supporting, not protecting. By the way, you mentioned that that's not the job of the police to protect the citizen. It is to protect the corporation and impose fines.
Bingo.
So I would like to see a return of the vigilante, and I think it's necessary. You need to protect yourself. There is the castle law, and you need to use it. Defend yourself.
Well, I'm waiting for Texas to authorize the common citizen to have automatic weapons. At that point in time, I'm going to organize the militia for the Texas border. And seeing as how nobody can seem to do their job right, we're going to get down there and have to do it ourselves. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. By the way, John, do you guys have the constitutional carry in Texas or not?
What the hell is you mean an authorization to carry a constitution? Yeah, we have that.
No, I mean, talking about you can carry a firearm without a actual licensure of the state.
It's a little fuzzy. I'm glad you asked that question because I don't have the answer is bigger than your question because I don't know.
Well, I will research that.
Why wouldn't you be researching Florida where
I have it there? Actually, we don't have it there. We do not have it there. So I had to get a license.
Okay, now that you applied for that, what was once illegal is now legal, but it's revocable. Congratulations.
True.
There never was a problem here in Texas. From what I understand, you can carry concealed if you have a concealed carry permit, but it's kind of strange. You can also wear a weapon as long as it's visible. You're not breaking the law. Funny how that stuff happens. Uh-oh. Lark in Texas. Lark, how are you?
Not too bad. Just being a good little slave.
Well, good. What have you done for your masters to make them feel more comfortable with you being a slave and in their service, Lark? What have you done?
I generally ignore them. I recognize that I'm surrounded by zombies and criminals, and I'm guided accordingly. And so I don't mix much anymore anyway with people because they bother me. I prefer the company of the girl and my dogs. You know?
And they won't keep their hands off your itty-bitty. Now, that's really the disturbing part of it all.
Well, I have so very little. I'm trying to learn to live poor.
Well, hell, I've been
doing a good job.
I've been practicing for the world crash for 27 years now. I think I'm getting pretty adept at it.
You know, it's interesting. I discovered, since I just went on Social Security, which I thought I'd never do, I discovered that I've been out of the system since 1997.
Guess
I
what?
Quit banking and
you're right back in it. You went to the government for benefit, and buddy boy, they now own your butt again.
I know. I want to have touch upon Pete Buttigieg and slavery, the issue of slavery, just quickly, and I'll get off. Americans need to realize that this slavery is a reality that's staring them right in the face, and it's real. You know, I've said it before. I've written about it. It's on your website. Communitarianism, first things first. But this is a system of gangsterism. It's organized crime made legal. That means sex, drug, child, human, and organ trafficking is legal. That's just for starters. It gets worse. And, you know, going back to Pete Buttigieg, or whatever the hell, this guy, remember, got a elite education over in England. I think he was a Rhodes Scholar or whatever. But he's a communitarian, and he uses all the communitarian buzzwords, just like all the people on the national stage and even at the local level are using these words. Communitarian buzzwords are important to know about. Just the word, Pete Buttigieg never makes an address without using the word sustainable and community. For example, so if you think some people want to take over the country, do you think they're going to go around flashing that this is the name of our system and these are the code words that we're going to use to virtue signal our cohorts and our partners in crime? Well, hell no. That's why I call it communitarian code speak, because it's very much like Orwellian newspeak and doublethink. And so, Buttigieg is a communitarian through and through. And see, the contest, for example, is to see who can wield the language most effectively to keep the great unwashed in line. Because, see, this entire country is designed just like you would run a slave plantation. It's for fleecing. You know, they want to be the wolves in sheep's clothing. They want to be the shepherd that wields the staff of iron and the crook. You know, they want to be invisible. And they want to wield power and be above the law. And this is the aim. And see, we're losing this meme war. A meme is a unit of cultural replication. It's a mind virus. When it's repeated from one person's mind to another, orally, verbally, in written form, over and over and over, we can say that is a successful meme. It's a parasite. It keeps on growing. It keeps on growing. And it goes and goes, and it spreads and it spreads. Well, see, if we cannot counter man this meme war with effective language of our own, in other words, calling out these so-called public officials, and they're not public officials. These people are operating in their private capacity under contract. You know, they have to sign non-compete and non-disclosure agreements, which gives them, frankly, a license to lie. They're not answerable to their constituents at all, none of them. No public offices, no public lands, it's gone. Everything's been privatized. And so, I just want to leave y'all with that, because it's important, because the world that we have entered into, this brave new world, is one of techno-slavery. It's techno-slavery. You have to engineer, if you are intent on enslaving the populace, then you have to engineer the buy-in so that they can implement the vision on your behalf. And this is why they invented the word frenemy, wouldn't you think?
So there
you have it, just in a nutshell. It's been a while since I called in.
Lark, we've got to adopt the new idea. You want to talk about a meme? They're just treasure hunters.
And if you're talking about the coppers, what they are is highwaymen.
they're the pirates of the highways.
Yeah, they're pirates on the land. Well, you know, piracy, just like slavery, never got outlawed. You know? slavery never went away, folks. It's here, it's now, and it's in your face. And we be it.
You know, I guess this would be an inappropriate time to remind you that Abraham Springsteen, oh, that's right, he was known as Abraham Lincoln, that was a lawyer, that really couldn't take office until we flipped the thing. We had this little conflict, mother against brother, or father against son, or something like that. They called it the Civil War. Oh, that's right, yeah, the Civil War. You know,
good old Charles Dana. You know, and all the people in that administration. Let's put it this way. The so-called Brits, remember, that was our big enemy there in the beginning, the Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, who was controlling the British Isles and who was in control of the Crown, including who controlled King George III?
Oh, I know. Buttigieg. No, just teasing.
And people of his ilk.
Lark, I thank you so much. Good to hear from you.
All right. Y'all be good.
All right. But he applied for benefit from the government. He's back in the slavery bin. Well, just trying to collect money he paid in, I'm sure. He was a non-personal until 1997. I guess he figures it's pretty close to the end, so what the hell difference does it make?
Maybe.
All righty, folks, that'll do it for us today. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Please support this network. Steve, give them a rah-rah why they should support the network.
Because we are a reliable source of information, and we're accountable, and we're just... you're going to hear the truth. What is the motto for this network?
Because you can't handle the truth.
That's right, and that's why we're here, and we are accountable for what we talk about.
But your friend in Philadelphia doesn't see it that way. That's why you got the email and Vinny got the email. I didn't get the email.
I'll pray for him.
Nah, just move him to Indiana. I hear it's hell on earth. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, John.
Alrighty, sir. Appreciate it very much. I want to thank you all for being here. Spread the word about the network, folks. And if you can see your way clear, support us monetarily. PBS used to do it. Unfortunately, we don't get government grants. They're too busy trying to eradicate us, deplatform us, debank us, and basically get rid of us. I'm not going anywhere, and don't you. It's time to make a stand. Thanks for being here tomorrow. Tomorrow? I've already jumped 24 hours ahead, Mike. Help me. See you tomorrow, folks, with another edition of the National Intel Report. Phew. It's only Monday, and I'm tripping over myself. God, I can't wait till Friday.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.